You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. Yesterday, the federal government triggered its antitrust lawsuit against Alphabet, owner of Google. Now we're learning states are set to file similar cases alleging the search giant abused its market clout. Some had argued that technology companies require dramatically new thinking when it comes to antitrust and consumer benefits versus consumer damage. Marketplace's Erica Barris joins us here. This case doesn't try new theory.
One of the interesting things about this is that the Department of Justice doesn't appear to be restructuring antitrust law for tech. They're sticking to existing laws. In a lot of ways, this is similar to the case the DOJ brought against Microsoft, saying it manipulated the market. That was a couple decades ago.
And what's with the states getting involved, too?
At least two groups of attorneys general are investigating the company, split across party lines. One effort is led by Texas Republican Attorney General and includes attorneys general from 48 states. That effort focuses on online advertising and has been underway for a year. The other effort includes a bipartisan group of attorneys general. That group released a statement stating its probe is expected to conclude in the coming weeks. They say if they file a complaint, they would file a motion to consolidate with the Department of Justice case against Google.
And how might we expect Alphabet Google to respond?
The government is alleging Google blocked more consumer-friendly search engines, thus hurting competition and innovation. But law experts say Google could say its product was just effective and not meant to be exclusionary. Google has already said the lawsuit is deeply flawed, and the company is expected to argue that the government overestimated the company's power by defining its market too narrowly.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.